Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed, so I call your name. Your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Connie Fusella, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, I have one or two quick announcements. On July 24th to July 14th, we have our Summer Grief Transformation Retreat. As it was featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death, and it's a very special all-inclusive weekend in Connecticut, composed of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is being held at an intimate center with a bucolic setting and features a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 50 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. There's also another grief retreat, if you can't get into that one, on October 18th to October 20th, and that one will be in Northern California. I believe it's technically San Jose, but I'll be at both of them. I'll be one of the mediums at both of them, and I believe our guest tonight might be at one of those, but don't quote me. We'll have to ask her about it. So yeah, check out those. Get on it if you're interested, because they do sell out very, very quickly. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let me introduce our guest tonight. Our guest is Connie Fusella. She's a certified medium with Forever Family Foundation, who has had spiritual awareness and experiences since she was a small child. In her early 20s, an allergic reaction to medication led to a near-death experience, which intensified her intuitive abilities. This was the catalyst that inspired her to seek out knowledge and explore mediumship. Throughout the year, she found that her readings became increasingly detailed and frequently felt the presence of those in spirit, bringing her their names, how they passed, and specific details. She realized that her readings were becoming mediumistic versus psychic, and knew she had to further educate herself on communicating with those in spirit. Continual self-improvement and training enabled her to develop into a credible evidential medium. And without further ado, hi, Connie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Glad to be here.
I'm happy you're here. It's good to see you. Well, not see you, but talk to you again. We haven't seen each other since California.
That's right. That's right.
Are you doing any of the retreats that I just mentioned? I forgot which ones you were going to be at.
Well, I actually just filled in for another medium last minute and did the one in Fort Myers last weekend. Mm. So I don't know of any upcoming yet, but you know me, I'm always ready for the call.
Yes, typical Gemini, right? Always ready.
Call me, I'll show up.
Love it. So we have a few minutes to chat. And I don't think you and I have ever talked about this on the show, but I might have brought it up to another medium. I get this question so much. I know you do too. People always want to know what happens when you're doing a reading and somebody doesn't show up, or no one shows up, or if, you know, someone comes to talk to their, you know, daughter who passed, and their grandmother and their mom show up, and, you know, where is the person that I wanted to hear from? So I kind of know the answer to this. Obviously we all do, but I wanted to hear from you kind of, what is your take on some of the reasons why it might not work out the way that some people think it's going to?
Yeah, sure. So there's a lot of different reasons, but energy, I believe, is the main factor. So, you know, the person in spirit has to feel comfortable. The energy has to mesh between the medium and the person in spirit, and also with the sitter. So, you know, there's like a three-way energy kind of connection that has to happen. So certain spirits, you know, are going to feel more comfortable with certain mediums, depending on their personalities or how the medium works. The other, you know, reason I truly believe is, you may not hear from the person that you're hoping to hear from, but you're going to hear from the person that you need to hear from. So I truly believe that, you know, spirit is intelligent and, they know, you know, who you need to hear from and what kind of message that you need at that time.
Right.
And the other reason too is, you know, you kind of alluded to this, but a lot of the times, you know, your loved one's going to come through, but maybe you might bring, you know, like you said, you might be waiting to hear from a daughter and then, you know, you have grandma or grandma first, and the sitter kind of shuts down. You know, they have in their mind, I have this one specific person I want to hear from. And then you start bringing evidence and they're saying, no, because they're thinking of only one person. So that kind of just shuts it down. So, you know, I always tell people in the beginning of my readings, just, you know, keep an open mind, cast that net, you know, very wide, because you never know who's going to come through. It's not just family, it's friends, it's neighbors, it's teachers, you know, anyone that you've had any contact with or that is somehow connected to you by those little, you know, strings of light, because the first person or the second person may just open the door for the person that you're hoping to hear from.
Right. And, you know, you said such an important thing that I think a lot of people who get readings or are interested in the subject don't understand is when you said, you know, you'll be expecting one person, you get another, and then you shut down. I don't think people realize how important the sitter, meaning the person getting the reading, actually is in the equation. And I get it, because if I didn't do this myself, I would just be like, all right, well, you know, you talk to dead people. My grandmother's passed. I want to talk to her. Where the hell is she? What does it matter if I'm, you know, in a good mood or not? Or but it really does. You know, you unfortunately, we're all human, right? So I have, you know, my human mind is there. The sitter's mind, you know, we have these ego, and I don't mean ego in the sense of like, you know, an overactive ego, but I just mean the ego in general. So that there's just so many things that interact on a non-spiritual level. It's like anything else with two people dealing with each other. You know what I mean? So, and then you have the added layer of the spiritual dimension. So I really do feel like, you know, it's okay if you're going to a medium and you're in deep grief and you're upset. That's the point. That's what we're here for. We're not talking about that part of it. It's more like you said, being open and sort of just not, you know, because I've been to even groups with people where I'll watch a person get a really evidential reading, and they'll come away from it and be like, well, my mother, you know, didn't know my husband's mom who's in the hospital right now. And why would she say, you know, they'll think that they kind of had a bad reading, and why wouldn't my daughter come through to say that?
Right.
And you know, sometimes it's, and then I'll notice the reading will kind of go sideways because then the person is sort of immediately just uninterested or negating it or saying, you know, that this is, you know, the wrong information.
Right.
And it really does, for whatever reason, it just, you know, can affect the reading. So that is one thing that that everyone listening, you can do for yourself to ensure that you have the best reading possible, is go into it, like you said, Connie, casting kind of a wide net. You know, the people on the other side know exactly who you want to hear from. If you're open and let them do their thing, 9 times out of 10, who you're expecting is going to be the person who's going to eventually make it into the reading.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that was a very good point you bring up. And also, you know, I'll admit this, you know, it's my ego doesn't like to admit it, but we're not always 100%. You know what I mean? Every day. So I'm sure you know, the same thing happens to you. Some days you wake up and you're just like, oh man, I don't know how I'm going to, you know, connect today, or you have a bad day, or, you know, you're stressed about your family, or, you know, there's so many factors. And I bring this up.
Right.
For better or for worse, for the mediums out there, because I don't want anyone to think that their loved ones don't want to talk to them if they don't show up, or that they're not okay. Because that's always my biggest concern. I always feel so bad.
Right.
I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, I don't want anyone walking away thinking like, well, my mom's not there, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Yep. A lot of different things going on.
Yeah. So many. So yeah, but your point about shutting the energy down is, I think, the most important, because it's the one that we have the most control over. But I have to laugh too at what you said about spirit needing to be comfortable, because I feel like there have been times when I've seen people trying to come through and I'm like, there's no way that this, 85-year-old military general is going to be able to say, you know what I mean? Get the information, have me get the information through. Sometimes it's just not the best match.
You know what I mean?
Because I always think of it too, like when we do readings, it's almost like we're pulling from a word bank. So like if this man is trying to talk to, his daughter, who is also in the military, about a specific kind of gun, there's no way I'm going to come up with the name of this thing.
Yeah,
they use our
frame of reference.
Yeah. So they may just wait for a medium that can give the message a little bit clearer or a little bit better. There's just so many factors that go into it. It's like you said, there's a million different reasons. But I do like to try to remind people that it's the one thing it's not is that they're not okay. We've both been doing this for quite some time, and I've never gotten a message that they're not okay. on the other side, it's always the opposite,
Absolutely.
But yeah, very good. So, Connie, before we get to the phone lines, do you have any events coming up, any online stuff, any stuff in person that you want to let everybody know about?
Yeah, sure. So if you're local to where I live, which is in the Bradenton, Sarasota area of Florida, this Sunday, I have a group message gallery at the Lakewood Ranch, a yoga bar. And there's, I think, just a few seats left for that. And I'll be back there again on March 1st. And then on February 18th, I will be at another message gallery, group live readings down at the Self-Care Center in Venice, Florida. And again, I'll be back there on March 10th. So I kind of alternate. If you live in this area, I'm either in the Lakewood Ranch area or Venice. I have the two venues that every 4 to 6 weeks, I'm at one or the other. And then exciting news, I am going to be starting to offer some training, some mediumship training, online training. So look for some information to come on that in the spring. I expect the first class to be around March or April. So just watch my social media for some advertisements on that.
Awesome. And what's your social so everyone knows where to go to find you?
So Instagram is at Psychic Medium Connie Fusella, and the last name is Fusella. And then my Facebook is Meaningful Messages with Connie Fusella.
Perfect. So that everyone can keep an eye on you there, and they'll know when and where to find
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or just reach out to me, email or, phone, text. Yep.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay, so for those of you who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Connie Fusella. And be sure to check out Connie's website at www.meaningfulmessages.info. All right, so let's get to our phone lines now. So before we take our first caller, as always, I'll just give you a little reminder. If we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection to spirit, and Connie will do a mini reading for you, or if you have a question for us instead. We are always happy to answer your questions as well. Okay, Connie, ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Okay, we have first up Tara from Florida. Hi, Tara.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are y'all doing?
Good, thanks. Good. So, Tara, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection with spirit, please.
Okay, I'll turn you over to Connie.
Thank you.
Hi, Tara. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay. Thank you. And yourself?
Good, good, good. So as I think about you, Tara, I do have a woman that comes through right away. She lets me know that there's something a bit unexpected about her passing. So I feel like there's something that she passed a little bit earlier. I'm going to put this woman between the age of 65 and 75 right now. Do you understand this for a mom or a grandmother?
Not that age, no.
Okay, let me keep going with her for a minute. Do you understand that this is from illness and that there is something unexpected about the passing?
Yeah.
Because she Okay, because she makes me understand she's aware of what's going on, but then I feel like there's either something, a complication or something that goes a little bit quicker than expected, and then there's a sudden passing. But would you understand this for a mom?
No.
Okay, let me just keep going because it feels like mom energy. So let me keep going with her. Do you understand a connection to a name like Elizabeth for someone here or past? And Elizabeth can be Beth, Betsy, Liz.
No, not that I can think of.
Okay, let me just get a little bit more from this lady here. So she makes me understand also that there is a connection to the Northeast. So I do want to go up to a New York or New Jersey connection. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm also getting the month of March as being significant as a birthday passing or anniversary for her, you, or someone around you. Do you understand that?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. If you don't understand March, would you understand that you're one of three children or have three children?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm also hearing from her. And is this then a grandmother for you? Because I do have the mom-like energy.
Yes. Potentially, yes.
Okay. Okay. What I'm also feeling from her also, she wants to bring in a younger male. Do you understand a younger male passing that's with her? And I'm going to put him under the age of 35.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay. So that's okay. I want you to cast your net a little bit wider. I want you to think of cousins or friends or a friend's son. This is a gentleman, or I want to say a younger male, actually, that passed under the age of 35. I know that his passing was unexpected, and I know that you would have known about this. I want you to go back just a few years.
Okay.
Is this making sense to you?
Not off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Now let me just see here for a second here. Do you understand also I have a dog now that's coming right by me here? Do you understand like a bigger dog around 40 pounds, make like a golden retriever or a lab?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So he's making himself known. I just want to just say, I know once we get off the phone, you'll understand who that younger male is. But I also want to say, Tara, do you have a dad in spirit?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to bring him. He's been kind of waiting patiently. Okay. I also feel that he passed from illness. He is kind of like putting his hands above like his heart and lung area. Do you understand that there was issues there for both?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's also wants to bring me the month of April as significant. Do you understand that?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, great. So I wanted to let you know that he's very, very much around. He also is showing me, let's see here. What I'm seeing is some memories, but I'm actually, I know you said you're from Florida, but I'm seeing like colder weather. I'm seeing like, you know, making snowmen. I'm seeing like colder weather memories. So do you understand that as a child?
About 30 seconds left.
Not for me, but maybe for him.
For him. Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. I also have a connection to a J name like John. Do you understand that name for a first, middle, or last part of a last name?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to, you know, wrap up that I have your grandmother here, your dad here, and that wonderful dog. So I'm going to leave them all with all their love. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Tara. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. Next up, we have Debbie from New York. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing good.
Good. Good. So, Debbie, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection with Spirit, please.
Okay. You got it.
Hi, Debbie. How are you doing?
All right. Doing good.
Good, good, good. All right, Debbie, I want to talk about a gentleman that I have here, but I'm also hearing the name like Frank. Do you understand a name like Frank?
No.
Okay, I have Frank, so it's usually Frank, Fran, or Francis for someone hears that or here or that is has passed. Is that making sense?
No, I mean, I had a great uncle, Frank, but...
Okay, and he's passed?
Yeah, long ago.
Long ago, that's fine. Sometimes they just shout their names to me, so I just want to acknowledge him, okay? Now, Debbie, do you have a dad that's in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, I want to bring him forward, okay? He makes me understand that he had a military connection. Do you understand that?
No, he had no military connection.
Okay, so he is giving me my symbol. Hold on a second. That's Frank again. You understand your uncle had a military connection?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to just leave it with Frank because I see it the way he's showing it to me now. But I want to bring your dad, okay? I understand with your dad, he wants to say thank you because I do feel like that as he was transitioning, you were there to help care for him and kind of smooth things over and coordinate care for him. Do you understand that?
No, I was 10.
Okay. So let me ask you, he was wanting to give thanks, okay? And I have to say in the way that I see it, okay, that he wants to say that for some reason you did something to smooth things over, okay? Would you understand that this is something that you're doing in the family that happened later on in life? Because he's kind of showing me as you are the person that kind of brings people together, kind of the peacemaker, and he's giving you kudos for that. Does that make sense?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I kind of feel like, you know, you're the person, like you're the rock of the family. You're the person that doesn't want to see people arguing. You kind of like want to bring people together. And he's giving you kudos for that. Okay. I want to say with him, he makes me understand that there's something unexpected about his passing. Do you understand that?
That's my father.
Yes.
Well, I mean, he was 39, so it was definitely unexpected.
Well, he's making me feel like this is something sudden that happened quickly. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Because he makes me feel like I'm here one minute and I'm going the next. I don't feel like this is something that was long and drawn out. Perfect. Okay. I also want to acknowledge a name like Marie. Do you understand that name?
No.
Okay. It's a Mary Marie for a first, middle, or last name.
Nope.
And that's okay. I want you to think about that. And I also have the name Rose. Is there a Rose or a Teresa? Those are the same name for me.
Rose, yes. Rose was my grandmother.
Oh, perfect. And she's also passed?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's her just shouting her way in as well to make herself known, okay? Now, do you have a sister?
No.
Okay. Your dad is saying sister. Does he have a sister in spirit with him?
No.
Okay. Why would he mention sister? So I want you to think about sister-in-law for you or for him, because he's definitely showing me sister.
No, he did not have a sister, and I don't have a sister. His sister-in-law is still here.
Okay. I want you to... That's okay. All right. I'm just going to leave that because I feel like this is sister. And when I get sister-in-law, it's like a friend or a sister, like, you know, feeling. So I'll let you think about that. And speaking of that, I want to acknowledge a lady that does let me know that she's like a friend or a sister to you. So maybe this is where I'm going with this. She passed. I'm going to put her between her 50s and 60s. This is a cancer-related illness. And I do believe that this was a friend for you. Do you understand this?
No.
Okay. I want you to think about this because I feel like this is either, you know, this is somebody like a neighbor or somebody that you worked with. It is not a family member. Okay. Let's see here. What else can I tell you about her? She does let me know that there was a group of women that did acknowledge her. So I do feel, again, like I said, this is a neighborhood or a work-related thing because I do feel like she wants to say thank you because something was done in her memory as a group.
No.
Ringing any bells? That's okay. Nope, that's all right. It will later, I promise you. And do you understand a name like Kathy or Catherine?
I have a friend here named Kathy.
Okay. All right. I'm just hearing that name around you. And I also want to acknowledge, do you have a mom in spirit as well?
Yes.
Okay. I want to bring her forward real quick. She gives me the month of September as special. Do you understand September?
Not for her.
It would be a birthday passing. It doesn't have to be for her. It would be for a birthday passing or anniversary. Do you understand that?
Yes, September is a birthday. Not for her, though.
Perfect. That's okay. All right. I just want to acknowledge her as well, and she also is giving me March. You understand March as significant?
No, not for her.
Okay, are you one of three?
Nope.
Three children? Okay, so I want you to think about March. That's okay. I want you to think about March or the number three because your mom's bringing me that through as significant, okay? And she's also showing me Las Vegas. Do you understand Las Vegas?
Nope, never been there.
Okay, do you know if your parents went there or your mom went there?
No.
Okay,
so never went.
I want you, my signal for Las Vegas, I just want to let you know that is tied to a name usually as Jack, but it also means like a casino. Is that something that you like to do or because that's my symbol that they're showing me?
No.
That's okay. It'll make sense later, but I'm going to leave your mom and your dad, and I think I had Grandma there and Uncle Frank there with all their love, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, right. Debbie. Have a good
No husband, huh?
Not this time, sorry.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
Okay, thank you. All bye-bye. Right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, you know, Connie, I have to say, a lot of those names that you said were in my family. I can't even lie to you.
Really?
Yeah, and the September thing was actually the birthday of one of the names you said right after. I was like, oh, man. So.
Oh, my God. Get off the phone, Joe.
I got to hang up. I'm giving the show to you. That's it. No, kidding. Okay. Next up is Margaret from Pennsylvania. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm a little anxious.
Oh, don't be anxious. You're in good hands. You'll be fine. I promise.
Thank
hope
you.
It's anxious. So did you want to make a connection with spirit? Is that where the anxiety is coming from?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I'll give you over to Connie.
Thank you.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
How are you?
Good.
All right. Well, you have quite a few people, Margaret. But first, I want to acknowledge a woman that steps forward. Okay. She makes me understand that she passed elderly. Okay. I'm going to put her in her late 80s, possibly 90s when she passes. She does make me understand also that there was a surgery. She's showing me like from her hip down her leg. So there would have been a hip or a knee surgery. Do you understand this for a mom?
No, it could have been my son-in-law's grandmother.
Okay. Let me keep going with her. I have to say, I just want to bring her forward and acknowledge her because she's just very lovely. She's a very pleasant woman, okay? And I feel that she was very caring, and I feel like that she was well-liked. And I kind of feel like she lived to be older, and she's kind of telling me that, I didn't want anyone to have to take care of me. Like, I just wanted to try to be independent. Would you know that about her?
I think so.
Okay.
I didn't know her, but from what I know of her, yes.
Perfect. Okay. And do you understand a name like Anne connected to you? First, middle, or last name?
Could be my daughter's middle name. Well, actually, all three of my daughter's middle names are Anne.
Perfect. So Anne is significant. And you have a mom in spirit as well?
Yes.
Okay. I'm bringing her through, and I understand from her that she was a woman of faith. Do you understand that? Because she does show me that she would have had a cross. Do you understand that?
I was only five when
jewelry?
She passed, so...
Okay. Don't give me too much information.
Not a cross,
do you know
that some jewelry?
There's something that there's a religious cross or a medal or something that she would have had. Okay, that she's making me aware of. Do you understand? Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay. All right. I want you to think about that. And I also want you to know that with her, that she's making me understand also. You have a father that's passed as well?
Yes.
Okay. She's just letting me know that she is with your father. Okay. I also do hear a connection to a name like Bill or William or Billy. Do you understand that name?
My brother.
Perfect. So she wants to acknowledge your brother. Okay. And what I understand from her is she's also showing me now, Margaret, are you artistic?
No.
Okay. Why is she showing me, you know, like somebody that's like crafty, that does crafts? Because she's showing me that she's around you when you're doing like these things with crafts. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Not for me, no.
Okay, does it make sense for one of your children?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Because I the way she's showing me is somebody's artsy and doing crafts, and she's showing me I'm around them, I'm with them, I see them doing this, okay? I also want to talk about with you... I want to talk about your dad real quick. So he is showing me that he did pass from illness. I do feel like that he did have some heart issues, because I feel like he would have been on medication, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or something like that. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm not 100% feeling that that's how he passed from his heart, because I feel like there's a couple of things going on. He's also showing me, you know, some problems with fluid, and he's also showing me some issues that are going on in his midsection. You understand that with your dad?
Not sure, no.
Okay. All right. Because he is pointing to his midsection as something, you know, giving him some issues. Okay. But I want to say with him, he wants to give me the month of August as significant. Do you understand August for birthday, passing, or anniversary?
About a minute left.
My daughter's birthday. Is anything from my husband coming through?
Hold on a second. I can only bring through who comes. Okay. So give me a second here. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Do you understand a name? I'm going to go with like a Joe. I hear the name like Joe. I have the J name.
Possibly.
Okay. I'm also, okay, I want to ask you this. You're talking about your husband. Do you understand your husband having the issues in the midsection?
I'm not sure.
Okay, because there's something. And when I have, say, the midsection, I'm in the stomach, around the back, kidneys. There's like that whole section from like the thigh to the belly. There's an issue there.
Connie, do you mind if I jump in for a sec?
Sure. Yeah.
Because you know it's so interesting when you're talking about the midsection thing. I keep getting the same thing. I keep hearing that it's like a big, I don't know, a key piece or a major validation or something we have to
right.
talk about.
I know.
With like a blockage, like in the stomach, or I don't know if it's like kidney stones, but they're causing a blockage. Margaret, would you understand if that's not someone who passed, someone who's having an issue with that now, like an issue because of a system backing up or a blockage or something?
No.
please just pay attention to that, because if that's not something connected to someone who passes, and Connie, I'm sure they work like this with you too. They like to bring stuff up with that may be going on in the physical world that we don't know about or that's happening and we're not realizing. Please pay attention to anything. And Connie, were you getting it with someone a little bit older?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, Margaret, I just wanted to see if me and Connie were picking up on the same thing. It may be around a parent or an aunt or an uncle or an in-law. Like, I keep feeling like it's someone who's a little bit later on in age, maybe like 65 plus or something. That seems to be, it's like either brewing or where it's already happening. You don't know about it. Like, got to pay attention to like a blockage. And again, like Connie said, midsection, like stomach, kidney, like something's there.
Okay.
And Connie, did you bring up the J name, like Joe, John, like that?
Yeah.
That was my husband's middle name.
Okay. Are either of your husband's parents passed?
Yes.
Both of them or just one?
Both.
So then I don't want to make it that it's them, but when I ask for more validation for both of us, for all three of us about who the midsection thing is, I did get a J-O name. So I know you said that that's his middle name, but there may be somebody else who has another, like Joe, John, Joanne, Josephine, in the family somewhere or connected to you that this issue is with, or it's you have a brother-in-law, Joe, and his mom has the, you know what I'm saying? Like, just please pay attention to that around that name, because they're really showing it to me. Like, it's so funny, Connie, that you said it twice, because the first time you said it, I was like, "Ooh, I'm getting the same thing."
And I almost feel like it's a problem that has to affect, like, you know, digestion and like, you know, almost like I feel it in the stomach and coming up like an acid reflux. Like, there's a problem with that.
Right.
Okay. My grandson is a G name, but it's Gianni, which would be John. And he does have acid reflux.
There it is.
I may take it. I will say I may take it, but I was hearing about someone a little bit older. So I'll take older. It with your grandson, okay. But just please keep it, just file it away in case it's not with him and it's with someone else. Because I have a feeling this is something that they want you to know about. That way, if anything happens with it, you'll know it's actually going on and you don't just brush it off. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, my son-in-law is a John.
Okay,
that could be him.
Again, I don't want to. I know I'm a pain in the butt, because I'm very much a stickler for what they show me. If I'm getting a little bit older, I may not take your son-in-law John. But if he's John and he has like one of his parents are having an issue, or his grandparents, or an aunt or an uncle for him, it was probably around or in your son-in-law's family, if that makes sense, like around the John name.
Okay.
Keep that there. I'm sure you'll hear about it. This is just Spirit's way of validating and trying to do somebody a solid. That's all. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Margaret. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. You take care.
Thank you both. Thank you. I'm sorry my husband didn't come through, but thank you both.
Okay, you take care.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course. You're welcome. All right, we made it, Connie. You know, it's so funny. When you were saying it, I was like, I'm hearing the same thing. But I was like, let her do her thing. And then when you said it again, I was like, I got to chime in. I can't leave it alone.
Well, because then I clearly heard the acid reflux. So I know that, you know, was true for someone here. But I agree, there's something else going on. And I felt like it was like an organ. I wasn't sure if it was kidney, bladder, but something not right in that section as well. So,
well, listen, this is a lesson for everyone listening, how spirit works. If they're trying to get a message through, they'll
keep doing it.
They'll pester two people instead of one to make sure we understand.
Right.
Okay. Awesome. Right. I love working with you. It's so easy to work with you too. But that's it. we're friends. Anyway, next up we have Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Good. So, Michelle, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection with Spirit, please.
Okay, awesome.
Hi, Michelle. How you doing?
Hi, Connie. Good. How are you?
Good. All right. Good. So as I think about you, I do have a woman that steps forward for me. She does let me know. I'm going to put her, you know, in her late 70s to maybe mid 80s when she passes. I do feel that there was a little bit of a wave to her hair. Okay. I do feel she wore glasses. And she does let me know that there's a connection to someone that was a teacher or is a teacher. Do you understand this for a mom?
Yes, except for the connection to a teacher.
Okay. I have my symbol for a school. So that usually means somebody is a teacher or there's a connection to working or living near a school. Would that make sense?
Not at the moment. No.
Okay. All right. I'll let you think about that. She also gives me the month of April as significant. Do you understand April?
No.
Okay. If you don't understand April for a birthday, passing, or anniversary for someone, do you understand the number 4 as the number of children? Or the date itself?
No.
Okay. I want you to think about that. I still want to say it's April because she's giving me April. She also is giving me October.
Yes.
Okay, you understand October. Okay, April will make sense too, I promise you. So she's coming through and letting me know that I feel like that you were, again, she wants to say a thank you for her care. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I understand from her that she makes me laugh, I have to say, because I do feel like she would have had a good sense of humor. And I feel like that as she was declining, like she would make jokes kind of about, you know, what was happening to her to kind of ease the tension and to make light of the situation. Do you understand that?
Well, that's interesting. Not really, but there was one moment while she was in the hospital that she did something unexpected.
Perfect.
That was funny.
I feel like I want to say she made a joke of the situation to make light of, you know, of what was going on. So she wants me to say that. I also hear from her let's see here. I do have a name like Catherine. Do you understand that?
No.
Okay. She is showing me a cat. Did she have a cat? That's my symbol for cat or Catherine, the name.
She had cats earlier in life, but not in the last several years.
Oh, no, that's okay. That means the cat is with her. So she's showing me the cat. Okay. Yeah. She also is showing me July now as I'm talking. Do you understand July?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. And she's letting me know that she's with your dad as well. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I also feel like I think this is your dad. I'm getting my symbol for some mobility issues in the end. Did he have surgery on his knees?
My mom did. My mom didn't have surgery, but she had mobility issues because she never had surgery.
Okay, gotcha. I feel like it's in her knees. That's the problem. That's where they're pointing to. I also want to say with Dad, do you understand a name like Tony or Thomas?
No.
Okay, and Tony could be Anthony, but I have the T-O name. First, middle, or last name. Okay. So when I see the name Thomas, they actually show me the train. Is there a connection with your dad to the trains as being a commuter or living?
My dad actually may have had a cherished train set when he was a child.
Okay. Okay, because they're showing me the train, so there's a connection somehow. I want to just let you know. Okay, great. Both of them are together. Now, I'm also feeling like a kind of affiliation with the two of them. Do you know if there was a membership to something like Elks Club or Moose Lodge, something like that?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, so your dad is showing me like a group of people around and they're playing cards and they're socializing. Would that make sense for him? Usually that means he's part of some kind of, you know, social club. Or is that something he just liked to do with friends?
No, that doesn't make sense.
Okay, so let's see what I have here. So I got to make sure, you know, I'm doing this right. I'm going to bring in another gentleman that's standing here. He does make me know, I do feel there's some sort of affiliation with him. Okay, so I get this social club feeling. He is playing cards. I feel like he would have gone to the casinos. I'm kind of in like, you know, the New York, New Jersey area with him. He might have even have a connection to upstate New York, like Saratoga. This is like betting on horses and things like this. Is this making sense for you for like an uncle?
No.
Okay. I don't know who this guy is, but I'm tied to that Tony Tommy name. I have to tell you.
That's odd. I did have a very, very difficult relationship with my mom, and healing took place literally at the very end of her life. And I was with her through her hospitalization and then through her dying process. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, I mean, it wasn't clear to me how much she knew I was there or recognized me. It sounds like she did from what you said earlier.
Well, yeah, I think absolutely. So one of the first things she said was that she wanted to thank you for the care that you gave her. So absolutely. And I think that the mm-hmm. thing, you know, that of making light of the moment and joking was also to prove that, you know, the relationship was lighthearted at the end. So she's very, very much around you. I have to say she's got a lot of regret that she wants to make known for things in the past. And she's saying that the way that she wants to say it is that she's the parent and you're the child. And she feels like that she should have made the outreach. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's just kind of telling me, I wish I would have made the outreach, you know, earlier on. But boy, she can be stubborn.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So she's just letting me know, you know, that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, what she knows is how she's saying it to me. You know, she's got a certain uh-huh. way about her and, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So she kind of uh-huh. stays in her little realm and her own opinions. And so she's kind of has some regret for that. She's letting me know and wishes she had reached uh-huh. out her hand sooner.
Interesting.
Okay. We do
Does that
have
make
to
sense?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave her with all her love.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. You take care. Bye-bye. Okay, Connie, we have time for one more quick one. You ready?
the
lightning round. Okay.
All right.
Next up, we have another Michelle. Michelle from New York. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Michelle, I'm going to do something so weird, but have we met?
No, but I've been online before, or on the phone before with you guys.
Oh, okay. Not because I recognize your voice, you just felt so familiar to me. I was like, do I know this person? anyway, sorry.
I've called a couple times in the past several years.
Oh, you have? Okay, so we've spoken before. Maybe it's just a subconscious thing, then, but I don't know. Your energy feels familiar to me. Anywho, Michelle, did you want to make a connection, or did you have a question for us?
Connection, please.
Okay, you got it.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, great. Thanks.
All right, here. So first of all, I do have a gentleman that steps forward. I feel with him, he feels like he's letting me know he had some time left. I'm going to put him under 75 when he passes. And I feel with him that he did have heart issues. Do you have a dad that's passed?
No.
Okay. Does this make sense for a father-like figure for you?
No.
Okay. I don't feel like he passed from the heart issues, but he is letting me know he had heart issues for several years. This man is, he's a slender build. He didn't put on a lot of weight from the time he was younger till the time he was older. He's just about 6 foot tall as I can see him. And he does let me know he did have a military connection. I believe he was in the army. Is this making sense for you?
No.
Okay, let me keep going here and see if I can get him something and get somebody to come with him. He was bringing with him also a younger male with him under the age of 30. Would you understand a younger male passing unexpectedly under the age of 30?
Not under 30, no.
Okay. Bear with me. Let me work on the age a little bit. Do you understand the unexpected passing? And I do feel that this is someone, this is not from an accident, though. Do you understand that?
No.
Okay. All right. Batting 1,000 here. Let's see here. I got to talk about this gentleman. This gentleman is letting me know that he was here 1 minute, he's gone the next. And I do feel like that there wasn't time to say goodbye. Would you understand that?
There is somebody that could be possibly us.
Okay. I want to acknowledge him, okay, because, again, I feel like that there was something going on in his life. I feel like he had a bit of a struggle while he was here. And, again, this is something that I feel took the family and friends by surprise, and he's coming through to say that I'm okay. Okay? Do you understand
okay. that? That will make sense. That part does.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So, and do you understand a connection to a name like Michael?
No.
Okay. I know you're Michelle, but I do have a Michael name or an MI name for a first, middle, or last name. Okay. I want to acknowledge also, let's see here. I do have a gentleman here that lets me know he passed from illness. I do feel like this is something that took a little bit of time. He does let me know he did have some stomach issues, but he's given me my motion for this is something that came up into his lungs, which I feel was the ultimate cause of his passing. This does feel to me like some sort of cancer-related illness. Do you understand this gentleman? And I am putting him under 80 when he passes.
No, not really.
Okay. All right. This gentleman, I do want to bring him because I do feel like this is father-in-law or grandfather. It's a father-like figure. And I do feel like that he did have something going on with his lungs that was the cause of his passing. He does also let me know that he had the number 3 is significant for the number of children, I believe. Is that making sense?
No, I mean, everything is like mixed up. Does that make sense? Like what you're saying is being mixed. Like it would make sense if it was rearranged.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Do you mind to tell me what you understand? I kind of.
My daughter's father was killed, heart related, when he was 35. And my uncle, who was only 51, died of a massive stroke suddenly. So some of the things are making sense.
Yeah, that neither of those feel right for the people that I was bringing through.
Right, none of it was making sense. That's all I have.
Gotcha. Let's see here. I think this is one of those cases where I'm bringing through other family members and you're thinking of these two. So we're not making the connection.
I didn't have any other males in my life, honestly.
Okay. And Michelle, I'm sorry. Are you married?
No.
Okay. I feel like that somehow there is a connection. And again, I do want to acknowledge this gentleman. I do feel like that this is somebody, he's telling me that you would have known him. And I do feel like this is someone that you would have known him when you were younger, somewhere between the age of 10 and 20, I want to say. So I want you to kind of think about this, because I have the feeling this is like a friend or a teacher. But this is somebody that I feel that... I don't know. He's also showing me a piano. Why would he show me a piano? Does that have significance to you?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. So when I see that, it's mean somebody's musically talented, or maybe he taught piano, but I feel like this is a teacher, actually. This is the feeling that he's giving me.
Connie, unfortunately, we do have to wrap it up there because we're coming to the end of the show.
No problem.
Okay. No, not at all. No. It's okay.
I'm sorry, Michelle.
That's okay. Thank you. Michelle. Take care.
All right, yeah, we're going. You too.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, all right. Well, we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Connie Mussella, for joining us this evening. And Connie, if the listeners want more information about your work, or if they want to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way to reach you your website?
Absolutely, yes.
Got it. And that's meaningfulmessages.info, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, well, Connie, thank you again. I always love having you on the show. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. As always, I'm your host, Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's 2 R's, 1 T. Or on Instagram or TikTok at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.